Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I pulled up the capacities of some of the NFL stadiums to kind of make my point a little bit further. Let's rule out the StubHub Center in Carson, California, where the Chargers play in front of 26,000.
In a soccer stadium, they can't get half full.
Oakland Coliseum doesn't count. It's a baseball field. Soldier Field in Chicago, 61,000. University of Phoenix Stadium, they have Super Bowls there. Everybody seems to love the place. 63,000, good home field advantage for the Cardinals. The Lions, 65,000 in their dome in Detroit at Ford Field. Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, 65K. Cincinnati, Ohio, awesome stadium in Ohio, 65,000. You got Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, 65. U.S. Bank Stadium, brand new for the Vikings, 66. Gillette in Foxborough, great home field advantage for the Pats, 66. I mean, you can kind of keep going through these. Jacksonville, 67,000 with tarps in the 400 level. So it's even less than that at this point. Cleveland, 67,000. Seattle, everyone talks about the noise, the crowd. Their capacity is 14,000 less than FedEx Field. I think you build a smaller stadium, you have less seats, and that automatically fixes a huge part of the number of people that are coming that aren't your fans. In the meantime, Danny, I don't really think there's a fix.
So I think you try, and I think you can make improvements, and there's no 100% fix.
So give me your, like, four-point plan here.
So also, I want to refute one thing before you go. If this was just the upper deck where the extra seats, the crappy ones, are getting filled, it's lower bowl stuff.
It's good seats.
It's the dumb club section, which is the worst thing in the world that Dan Snyder loves, and that's all they care about selling.
Full disclosure, I can't, from my seat in the press box, see the upper bowl unless I go down lower and look up.
And look up.
Because I'm on the second row. I can only see the club level and the lower bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And those two sections were about 50-50 with Vikings fans this past game.
So
I have no idea what the upper level looks like.
So to me, the fan that you would want there can't afford to sit in the lower bowl anymore. And I think that's a huge thing. That's not just with the Redskins. That's sports. That's Wizards. That's everything. The ticket prices have priced out the regular fan in a lot of ways. And if you're going to spend that much money on a weekend, you've got to have it worth your while. And it's not to go to Redskins games. So first thing I'm doing is I'm limiting zip codes where we'll accept your credit card. That's the first thing I'm doing. And some people bristle at that. Now, you could still infiltrate if you're a Dallas fan who's a terrible person and no one likes you, but you happen to be from here and you've got a 2007 or a 22101. You're still in the D.C. area, but the first thing I'm doing, no opposing fans bussing in. We're not allowing that. Second thing that I'm going to do is have some stability with my roster. I'm going to sign the quarterback, for example, to end this weekly referendum. I want people to know what they're getting into when they buy season tickets in the future. That's something.
You're going to hate me here, but I almost want just stadium-specific things because the first one I go, wow, Danny's right. This makes sense. Do you have any more like that? Do you have any more stadium-specific things?
Plenty of things. Again, you can't fix the stadium. There's nothing you can do. It's a bad stadium.
But I think your first idea is a good idea, it's something Ted Leontis has talked about.
I will think long-term. The Redskins have never, since Dan Snyder's owned the team, thunk long-term. It's how do we sell this game? How do we sell this season? It's why their season ticket selling people have decided, well, I can't get my tickets sold. I'm just going to start contracting with the groups of opposing fans to bust them in so I meet my quota this month. What you do is you have to eat it in the short term, where you lower prices and allow people to come to your stadium. Eventually, they might grow up into a full wage-earning adult and get themselves some season tickets.
You think part of why less Redskins fans go is price?
I think it's a huge deal.
I don't think that's a big factor anymore.
It's the biggest
Danny,
factor.
I can't give Redskins tickets away when I have them. I'm serious, dude. I call 15 people. I can't go, don't want to go, can't do it. It's going to be too cold. It might rain. I have close people, family, friends, and relatives and stuff that have season tickets to give them away and sometimes eat them. You can get tickets on StubHub for $22 a pop.
And you pay $50 to park and then,
terrible
concessions.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no cheap way to do it.
I can't tell you how many times I've tried to give someone a Redskins ticket and they've said, No, thanks. And I'm saying
you,
for free.
I understand. I turned them down for free because I have no interest in going. I don't want to be screamed at by a Cowboys
fan. I don't think the price is. I think it used to be an issue. I don't think it's as big an issue.
It's a massive issue. And I know we're not in the peer group that where it is an issue, but I'm telling you, it is. There are a lot of people that feel like they're priced out. Whether it's reality or not, they feel that way. And so the last thing I'm doing, and this relates to long-term thinking, where I have to eat it in the short term to increase my value and fan base, because you should care about increasing fans. Instead of marketing nostalgia, which you've only done since Dan Snyder has owned the team, I find a way to engender people now. I find a way to make people excited now. Whether it's a dumb hashtag that's different than HTTR, which a few people still use on Twitter, I'm going to find a theme.
A hashtag is going to help, you think?
Some way to market, the way the Nationals did. I made fun of that, and I don't like it. I hate that stuff. I think it's so corny. I hate president's races. I like baseball. But you know what? Regular folks need that crap. Find a way to make it cool. Find a way to make it popular. Eat it in the short term to build something long term. Do that once.
Put the skins on. Something like that.
If you want to zing, that's fine. My point is, this is something they should try to do. Instead of just saying, there's no fix. Oh, well, fine. Eat S when you go there. And have people like me that love the team so much that whose mood is ruined for a week when they don't win. Not go. Refuse to go because how much it sucks. Leave it sucky. You do it that way. Or try. Just try and make it better. Show some modicum of effort that it matters to you.
I think this is
the only thing that should matter to them.
I think all those things maybe help a little bit. I think the one that helps substantially is if you stop accepting credit cards from anybody from those other areas. Because even though it wouldn't maybe make a huge difference, Danny, because a lot of those fans are here.
They are here, yeah.
Guess what? It would make a little bit of difference.
So the Hill staffer that's in town for 2 years because they work for a socialist congressman from Minnesota is only here for 2 years. They've still got their Minnesota stuff. So we don't do that, right? We have local fans. You need to find a way to engage local fans. I'm not smart enough to know how to do all this stuff. I know this. You got to try.
Let's go to JR in Rockville on the Fan. What's up, JR?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, dude.
So I've been through all these games where the fans have invaded. I went to the Steelers game in 08 and the Dallas games and everything. So this particular situation, we're surprised because it was Minnesota fans. So I feel like maybe Minnesota, because they came last year and it was not as bad. This year, they're probably feeling themselves. They don't have Aaron Rodgers in the division. They know this is their division for the taking. So they probably were a little bit extra motivated to come out. As far as the problem of how to solve it, I think Danny's getting to a point where anytime I buy tickets, either on eBay or StubHub, the person who owns the tickets are from out of town. They no longer live in the area. They're been passed around from generation to generation, so they don't no longer have an interest. It's so much easier for them to just get rid of the tickets. I don't know how the rest.
That's something, by the way. Thank you, JR, that I hadn't thought of. Is maybe you shouldn't be able to keep your tickets like generation to generation forever, which I think is unpopular. But his point is, there's a lot of people that, let's say, used to go to RFK and now they live somewhere else. And they're just still Redskins season ticket holders who sell the tickets to whoever.
Yeah, I'm changing my policy. And I know that this is harsh, but if you just do that and all you're doing is giving them away and selling your tickets, you don't get the tickets anymore. If you're not using your tickets, I'm going to figure that out.
But there aren't enough people that want the tickets is the problem. It's not like there's an actual season ticket waiting.
They don't want them at that price point. They don't want them at that level. They don't want it where you charge $60 to park in a lot where you're almost getting killed walking away from a fast food joint that's 2.5 miles away. Make it better.
The difference, I guess, if you're just tuning in between my thought and Danny's thought is I don't think there's a lot that can be done, and I think that the Redskins are going to have probably the worst discrepancy of visiting fans at their games of any team in the league for the foreseeable future because of A, the size of the stadium, B, the lack of success of the team over the years. I think that this changes when they're winning. You go back to that 2012 game against Dallas when they're trying to fight for the playoffs. The Cowboys did not overtake FedEx Field that night. And when the Redskins are rolling, late 2015, you didn't see, there were Packers fans. Of course, there's going to be a lot of Packers fans at FedEx Field for that playoff game. But it wasn't as bad as it was this past week. Lee's in Springfield. What's up, Lee?
Hey. So I think that one of the issues is that, pricing, yes. But also that Danny Boy sees his ticket holders as, that's money coming in. But there's not a return on that money for the fans. I mean, the product isn't good, the consistency isn't good, and there's zero appreciation from the fan perspective.
So that's another
angle. Let me ask this question, though, real quick.
Go ahead, please, yeah.
Because I think your point's correct. I'm not second-guessing you. I guess I'm just wondering, if I'm Goose Allen listening, how would you feel more appreciated, or what don't they do, in other words, that you think they should?
I mean, name one thing that the ownership does for the fans to make them feel like they want to come out and make the effort to come out. Make the effort to park. Make the effort to buy the tickets. All of that. I mean, what is one thing that the Skins do for the fan base?
So
I can think of a lot of things the Capitals do.
Exactly.
I can think of a lot of things that baseball does. I can think of things that other teams seem to do for their fans.
I agree. I think you're right. I wonder, like this week, they're opening the parking lots early. Now, part of that is they want you there and drinking and spending money and doing their own thing.
Of course, yeah.
But like they're putting up huge TVs in the all over the parking lot so you can watch Thanksgiving football
nice.
All day long. That would be something. I mean, they do little things like that. But I think your point is well taken and correct when you say if you go to a Caps game, it feels like you're more appreciated than if you go to a Reds game.
For Nat season ticket stuff, you got your little card. It couldn't be easier, by the way. And you know you go to what I don't know what the exact numbers are, but you go to four, you get a fifth one free. You buy three tickets for this game, you get this extra thing. You get a free soda when you go on this Tuesday. Whatever it is, there's just more stuff. You feel wanted. Whereas the Reds game, she's absolutely right. You feel like you're just sliding your ATM card.
Yeah, it's important. 800-636-1067. Those of you at FedEx Field, you can provide some expertise for us. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.